With four division losses, the Redskins cannot afford to have another.
Currently, Sandusky's on a two-game win streak, beating Cass City and Ubley in the past 5 days. Tonight is the final home game for Sandusky. They are back on the road this Friday against Marlette, then finish the regular season at Memphis next Thursday. Sandusky begins postseason play against Kimball Landmark in the district hosted by Trident.
Now, Sandusky just may have Marlette's number this season, but it's going to be all for naught if they take a night off against, for instance, Memphis or tonight. Stay tuned.
We will see. It's now time to listen in as the Sandusky Pep Band will have our national anthem. From Mark S. Hund Gymnasium, Aldemont Court. Always our annual trip down here to the Santa Clara County seat. Always a pleasure as we're top of the upper ring in this Thumb Dome in Sandusky. Let's listen in to all of our festivities. Well, John, it's kind of ironic that Harbor Reach plays perhaps the fastest Star Spangled Banner we've heard all season. That might be the slowest Star Spangled Banner.
That is a band, though.
They really did
a nice job here.
It's now time for the Are You Sure Crystal Ball Forecast, presented by Sure, where better health makes for a better life. It's time you ask yourself, are you sure? John, you are leading the season 5-1, so you get to go first tonight.
Well, I'll tell you what, I can make a case for either team. Believe me, this is going to come down to the wire. But I'm going to go with gut feeling. Harbor Beach by 2.
I have Harbor Beach by 3, believe it or not. So we'll see how this one goes. It's now time to meet our starting lineups. We'll start for Harbor Beach. Coached by Ron Rubel in his 25th season as head coach. In the last 7 years, he's gone 108-39. Number 2, a guard, senior Grant Hansen. A guard, number 5, 6'1", senior James Shelby. Also at guard, a 6'1", junior Mason Yon. Coming off of an injury, Ryan Seaman, sharpshooter, 6 foot senior, and then down low at center, number 54, a 6 foot six sophomore, Evan Splodwinski. Sandusky, guard, 5'8", senior, number 5, Joe Wenzel, and forward, a 6 foot senior, number 10, Cody Hoig, 6 foot one junior, forward, number 22, Trenton Lee, a 6'4", senior, at guard, number 33, Ryan Campbell. And a 6'7" senior forward, number 52, Josh Sauer. Sandusky coached by Tristan Pennington, head coach for 6 years since 2013. In that time, he's gone 54-77, a 41% winning percentage. John Mooney, any initial thoughts here tonight as we try and listen over these symbols like they're going out of style?
Yes, I sure love the Sandusky Redskins uniforms. I can see the numbers perfectly.
Sandusky in their home white uniforms, black numbers with red outline, red and black stripes down the sides. Harbor Beach in their road black uniforms, black numbers with a faint gray silver lining with orange and white stripes down the sides. Harbor Beach emblazoned across their chests. Harbor Beach looks like they'll be going left to right across your radio to start this ball game. Sandusky right to left. 8 minutes are on the clock. A decent crowd for a Tuesday from Sandusky. It's always tough to tell. This gymnasium's always so large. Can't really tell exactly how large we're talking. Tipping off for Sandusky, that'd be the big man, 6'7" senior Josh Sauer, going against the much shorter Grant Hansen, but with his hairstyle, he gains about 2 more inches there. Jeff Kozel doing the tip for the officials. Tip goes nearly out of bounds, and Sandusky saves it, but they throw it into the student section, but they throw it back, and we have our first turnover of the night. It's actually an over and back call, so Harbor Beach will get it to start at midcourt with 7 minutes and 55 seconds left in this first quarter.
Cody Hoig really gave it a good try, but chasing that loose ball down, but Harbor Beach ball inbounding.
James Shelkey will be your acting point guard to start this game, facing, dribbling to his left, Harbor Beach setting up their offense. James Shelkey to Ryan Seaman, top of the key for three off a double screen, in and out, no good. Rebound brought in by Mason Yon to keep the possession alive. Ryan Seaman at the free throw line, kicks it back out to Mason Yon. He dribbles into the free throw line, down to Smiglinski, turns to the basket. This one's a little bit too much. Rebound still loose, finally brought in by Campbell, and here comes Sandusky.
That was a nice power move by Smiglinski, by the way.
Campbell, top of the key against Hansen, over to the right wing. That'd be Cody Hoig. Up to the top to Trenton Lee, down to Sauer, turns. This one's airballed, rebound brought in by Ryan Seaman. Still no score. Grant Hansen has it in transition, and he is mugged on the way up, and he'll go to the free throw line for 2 shots. These will be his first attempts on the night. First team foul against Sandusky in the first against Joe Wenzel, his first personal. Grant Hansen at the free throw line shooting 2. Last time they played, our reach is Grant Hansen had 8 points. 3 field goals and 2 for 2 from the free throw line. This first one, no good. So we remain scoreless with 7:11 left in this first quarter.
3 shots to 1 so far at Harbor Beach. 1 shot at the foul line. This is not looking good at the moment.
Grant Hansen's second free throw waiting. Silent crowd. This one's no good. Rebound, though, brought in by Mason Yon on the offensive board. Grant Hansen for 3, top of the key. This one's off the iron. And no good. Rebound brought in by Campbell again. 7 minutes left in the first quarter. Campbell goes inside the lane, kicks it into the left corner to Wenzel for 3. This one's airballed. Rebound Mason Yon. Still no score from Sandusky. We played 1:10. Mason Yon at the left wing, dribbling against Campbell. Now brings it back to the top of the key. Gives it to the freshly haircutted James Shelkey. Surveying the prairie. Now passes to the right wing to Ryan Seaman. Turns, shoots the 3, and this one's good. Harbor Beach on the board with a 3. 6:35 left in the first quarter. It's 3-0 Harbor Beach. Sandusky, Campbell over to the right wing to Wenzel. Now down to Sauer, back up to Trenton Lee. Dribbling in, now throws it away, and Grant Hansen's there to scoop it up. Hansen in transition. He is mugged hard, that one. That might even be a high court misdemeanor. Comes down, he seems to be okay, so he'll go back to the free throw line for 2 shots.
Campbell was not going to allow a shot to be taken.
This will be Ryan Campbell's first personal, team second, putting Grant Hansen back to the free throw line. John McLaughlin talking to Campbell, saying, well, you might want to go for the ball a little bit more next time. 6:15 left in the first quarter, 3-0 Harbor Beach. Grant Hansen for the Pirates at the free throw line. And his third attempt, no good. So he's 0-for-3 from the free throw line so far, keeping this a one-possession ball game, 3-0. 6:15 left in the first quarter from Sandusky High School.
I imagine there's little butterflies tonight, right this moment.
Trying to get used to the sight lines here. This one's no good as well, but there's Evan Smiglinski cleaning up the boards, in for 2 points. That's what the big man's supposed to do on the third offensive rebound for the Pirates tonight. It's 5-0, 6:06 left in the first quarter. Over to the right wing to Wenzel. Wide open down Campbell. Goes against Smiglinski. This one's off the mark. Rebound James Shelkey. Here come the Pirates. Grant Hansen, the right block. Puts this up. This one's no good. Rebound Smiglinski. Another offensive board. Ryan Seaman dribbles in over to Mason Yon. Top of the key for 3. This one's short. And rebound James Shelkey. 5th offensive board. Shelkey off the glass. In for 2 points. And the Pirates have extended their lead out to 7. 7-0. 5:38 left in the first quarter.
I think Sandusky should take a timeout and talk about some things.
Sauer over to Campbell, dribbling to the left wing, gets back to Wenzel at the free throw line. Cuts inside the lane, nothing there. Back out to Campbell to reset the offense. 5.5 to play in the first. 7-0 Harbor Beach over Sandusky. Hoig trying to feed it into Sauer, and it's instead tipped. And still loose ball, and there's Mason Yon to scoop it up. Yon, 1-on-3, puts it up. This one's off the mark. Rebound Sandusky. 5:10 left. Here comes Sandusky in transition over to the left wing to Ryan Campbell. 16-footer on the baseline. This one is good, and they're on the board. 5:02 left in the first quarter, and we have our first